98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, we're about a week away from the Leaving Cert starting off. All the state exams kicking off next Wednesday. And yesterday in our post-show meeting, we had a discussion about what our favourite and best subjects were back in those days and what we can remember. So today, I decided to quiz Carl on his strong subject, history.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. All right, here we go. Do I win a prize?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you what it is after. Match each history. Question one. Match the person to the role that they had. I want you to match this historical figure to what they were best known for, right? Mm. Patrick Pearse. Did he negotiate the Anglo-Irish Treaty? Did he lead the 1916 Rising? Or was he the leader of the Irish Parliamentary Party?
I'm going to say Rising, because the Tower in Ballymun.
Correct. Oh, well done.
Oh, thank you.
Well done. Yeah. Question number two. True or false? The Berlin Wall was built after World War II to stop people leaving East Germany.
It's true.
Yes, congratulations. Oh my goodness, you're good at this. Yeah. So history was really your favourite subject?
Yeah, it was, yeah. I don't lie most of the time, you know what I mean?
Which came first? Careful, and if you can put them in order.
Okay.
You can do even better. I'll give you half a point, right?
Right.
The Act of Union, the 1916 Rising, and the Great Famine. So put them following events in the correct order, 1 to 3. The Act of Union, the 1916 Rising, and the Great Famine.
Okay, I'm going to say Great Famine. No, the Union first,
mm-hmm.
Then the Great Famine, and then the Rising.
Correct! I did not! Yes! You did! Well done!
Yeah, and look, I love this, that this quiz is so upbeat and happy.
That's 3 out of 3. Right, let's go to 4. Which of these people was not involved in the 1916 Rising? James Connolly, Eamon de Valera, Winston Churchill, or Joseph Plunkett?
Oh, Churchill.
Correct!
Yeah.
Carl, you are acing this.
I am a bit, yeah.
Right, this is a multiple choice question for number 5.
Okay.
Carl from Ballymun, what country did Germany invade in 1939, triggering the start of World War II? France, Belgium, Poland, or Russia?
Poland.
Yes! Oh my goodness!
This is such a happy quiz.
I know. For weird.
Anything else? Any upbeat historical news? No.
Let's try. Question number 6. What was the name of the campaign to establish a parliament in Dublin to manage Irish affairs, which begun in 1970?
Oh,
I'll give you that again.
Give me again, yeah.
What was the name of the campaign to establish a parliament in Dublin to manage Irish affairs, which begun in 1970?
Is this something to do with the EU? Is this something to do with the European trade thing? No?
I can neither confirm nor deny. I need to take your first answer.
Pass. Pass.
Home rule.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
So there you go. Your last question to get 6 out of 7, right? This is a multiple choice question. Who was the first Taoiseach of Ireland? Was it Michael Collins, Eamon de Valera, W.T. Cosgrave, or Sean Lamass? So the question was, who was the first Taoiseach of Ireland?
I'm going to say Cosgrave.
Why have you said Cosgrave?
Because de Valera was president.
Uh-huh.
And Michael Collins was annoyed. And he was the head of the military, wasn't he? So I don't know. I don't know.
Are you saying Cosgrave?
I'm going to say Cosgrave, yeah.
Are you correct for 6 out of 7 questions? You're correct!
Yay! And now what do I get?
You get a day off next week.
Oh, thanks. I have one of them already. I appreciate your help on that.
Listen, you did well. Like, when we talked about this yesterday and you said, oh yeah, history was my favourite subject, I kind of thought like, oh yeah, Grant, he'll know like certain bits about.
No, my Leaving Cert thing was on World War II, was on Pearl Harbor, yeah.
No, I never did my Leaving Cert, so tomorrow's quiz is probably going to be something a little bit more lighthearted, like Drag Race or musical theatre for me.
We'll try our best to accommodate you, alright?
Listen, we'll find out if I can beat Carl's score of 6 from today.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Chaotic Prizes. A lovely game show. Loads of bits.
98 FM.
Welcome to our game, Matchy Matchy. We give you 3 words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each, and if your answer match with one of the presenters of your choice, you could win yourself some fantastic prizes.
Just like this.
Blend up a storm with your new Nutri Bullet.
You won't know yourself.
And don't ring my bell.
Ring your new Ring doorbell.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Thank you, AI Rebecca and Brendan.
I love AI Rebecca and Brendan.
Ah, they're brilliant,
aren't they?
They are. Now, so we are joined on the line this morning by Michelle in Stillorgan. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
How are you? You're up to much this morning?
We're just on the school run.
Who's with you? Who's with you there, Michelle?
I have Rocky and River, my 2 sons.
Oh, hey, Rocky, hey, River. Are you excited? Are you excited to play?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, Michelle. Tell me this and tell me no more. You play along with Matchy Matchy in the car on the school run every day, do you?
Every day, yeah.
And how do you normally do?
We normally get 2.
Okay, so
we're
praying for a 3 today. Am I right?
We're praying for 3.
You've got the boys there to help you. Am I right, Rocky? Am I right, River?
Yeah.
Oh. Great. All right.
Michelle, who are you going to play with today?
We're going to play Carl.
Oh, me again. Okay. All right. I'm out. I'm gone.
Somebody give me a shot at least? Like, do you know what I mean? Right. Off she goes. Off to the booth.
Bye.
Bye, Carl. Off to the booth you go. Okay. Michelle in Stillorgan. Are you ready to play Matchy Matchy?
Oh, yeah.
Your first word this morning is pen. P-E-N, pen.
Pen knife.
Pen knife. Okay. Your second word, potato.
Potato chips.
Chips. And your third word, Google.
Google Maps.
Google Maps. Okay, so Michelle, you, Rocky and River said pen, knife, you've said potato, chips, and you've said Google Maps. Are you going to lock in these answers?
Yeah.
You're locking them in? Okay, that's it. In you come. Back in you come. That's a gorgeous feather boa. Where did you get that from?
In the booth.
In the
booth. Rebecca left it there last week.
Right. Carl, here we go.
No pressure.
Your first word to match with Michelle, Rocky and River in Stillorgan is pen.
Pen?
Yeah.
I don't know. Pen, I don't know. Pen holder?
Pen holder.
I don't know.
Okay.
Pen.
We'll come back to it. Your second word, potato.
Peeler.
And your third word is Google.
Maps.
So for pen, you said...
Wait, no, pen.
Holder.
Well...
For potato, you said peeler.
I feel like I'm missing something obvious for pen.
Are you going to change it or are you going to lock it in? You're going to... Oh, you can't change.
Sorry, producer Russell saying I can't change. Okay. All
have
right.
You matched 3 words with Michelle, Rocky and River in Stillorgan?
No! I'm so sorry. Pen? What? Like, what do you do for pen?
So for pen...
Don't say still case.
No, Michelle said knife, a pen knife.
Oh, a pen knife. I should have known that.
For potato, they said chips. And for Google, you both got that correct.
Well,
you both said maps. Michelle, Rocky and River, I'm so, so sorry you didn't win this one. Thank you so much for playing along.
Sorry,
with Matchy Matchy.
That's okay. Can we make a quick shout out?
Of course.
You can indeed.
Okay, want to shout out to the boys' dad, Rob Lee, and their best friend, Kian Dunn.
Big well, shout out to all those. Michelle,
you
thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks.
If you want to play Matchy Matchy and maybe, you know, pick me tomorrow because I might do a little bit better than pen.
I mean, potato peeler. I was like, Wendy, can I borrow you a potato peeler?
Keeping the good time anthems rolling. Don't forget, if you want to play 087 798 9898, just text the word matchy and you could be playing tomorrow to win those fabulous prizes.
Get up! 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.